6 strategies to use when your ADHD child is angry. Dealing with meltdowns is never easy, but it's a skill that parents of children with ADHD must master. ADHD impairs the development of emotional regulation skills, makes children prone to sensory overload, and causes problems with memory and communication. As a result, kids with ADHD have meltdowns more frequently than other children, through no fault of their own. Knowing how to help your child manage his or her anger will reduce stress levels in your household and encourage your child to moderate his behavior. If your child has ADHD, using the parenting strategies outlined below can minimize outbursts and strengthen the bond of understanding you share with your child. 1. Wherever possible, agree on boundaries and limits beforehand. Children with ADHD, like children with Asperger's syndrome, sometimes have a hard time shifting from one activity to another. This can lead to explosive meltdowns when a child with ADHD is asked to stop doing something he enjoys. Kids with this condition also react poorly to unforeseen events and changes in schedule. Though it's not realistically possible to insulate your child from unexpected circumstances, you can help him feel secure by establishing parameters for activities ahead of time. Setting a time limit for play activities, for example, will allow your child to prepare himself to disengage. Many parents set a timer to indicate when playtime is over, in order to prevent verbal disagreements. Creating a simple but effective weekly schedule that includes time for chores, homework, and recreation is another excellent way to help your child stay relaxed and organized. 2. Employ active listening skills during conversations. Processing verbal information presents challenges for individuals with ADHD. Children with this condition often miss important facts while conversing because their brains can't filter out external distractions. This can cause them to misinterpret the situation and become confused or reactive. When talking to a child with ADHD, it's a good idea to take things slowly, pause after making a point and verify that your child understood what you said. Ask him questions in order to keep him engaged in the conversation and ensure that he feels heard and validated. You should also invite your child to ask you questions anytime he wants to clarify what you're saying. In heated situations, discussing your child's feelings, rather than just dictating what he should do, can aid in the development of better problem-solving skills and prevent tantrums. If you see your child getting upset, ask him what's bothering him and see if you can develop a compromise without completely bending the rules. For example, if your child is upset about having to go to bed because he's trying to get to the next level in a video game, you might agree to an extension of no more than 15 minutes, if this will allow him to complete the activity. Involving your child in the problem-solving process won't undermine your authority as a parent, as long as you uphold the agreement you both make. 3. Keep your cool. Children are sponges for both new information and emotional input. If your child senses that you're angry, he will probably mirror your stance, becoming hostile or defensive in response. If you stay calm, on the other hand, your child will be reassured by your peaceful demeanor. He'll also subconsciously pick up on your self-regulation techniques and attempt to mimic them himself. To maintain a cool-headed outlook, try practicing deep breathing exercises when you feel tension starting to rise. Likewise, you shouldn't hesitate to take a time out when you need one, or ask your partner for assistance in mediating the situation. 4. Create a response plan and stick to it. Becoming reactive when your child has a meltdown is the fastest way to escalate the situation. Unfortunately, unless you have a plan in place to handle your child's outbursts, it's easy to let frustration get the better of you. To avoid making this mistake, create a behavior plan that outlines both disciplinary measures for unhelpful behavior and incentives to reinforce good behavior. This plan should instruct your child on the appropriate way to handle his anger and state which privileges will be taken away if he lapses into bad habits. You may also want to include a point system, where your child can earn points for good behavior, like successfully calming down instead of lashing out when confronted with something upsetting. At the end of the week, your child can redeem his points for a reward or privilege. 5. Encourage your child when you see him struggling. All children, whether they have a learning disability or not, respond much more readily to encouragement than demands or criticism. Instead of ordering your child to control his temper when he's angry, gently remind him that you believe in his ability to do the right thing. For instance, you might say something like, "I know you're very upset, but I've seen you successfully calm down before, and I know you can do it again. What can I do to help you feel better?" 6. Build a solid support system for you and your child. Raising a child with unique needs requires an enormous amount of patience, persistence, and strength. Ultimately, this job is usually too large for just one or two people to handle on their own. To get the best out of your child while still looking after yourself adequately, you'll need to develop a support system that includes mental health professionals, other parents, family members, and friends. Professional help is particularly essential, as a psychologist or psychiatrist will be able to identify any comorbid conditions that are making your child's outbursts worse or hindering his progress. Children with ADHD have enormous potential, thanks to their heightened creativity and lively energy. With time and patience, you and your child can work together to minimize the behavioral issues that accompany this condition and build the skills needed to thrive.